All right, good evening, everybody. I call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order, September 4th, 2018. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Is there discussion or a motion on that? We have a first by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Becca. All in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
We have an agenda. Item 3 is executive session. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
There is a request for an executive session this evening. I don't anticipate any action based on the discussion items, but there will be a couple of things to review.
Appreciate that. Is there a motion?
So move.
We have a first by Mike and a second by Dave. All in favor of the motion to go to executive session, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're off to exec. All right, we're back in regular session here. Please stand and join us for Pledge of Allegiance.
Which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 5 on the agenda is the informational reports. Minutes from the MUB and from the library board are included in the packet. Item 6 is announcements and praise. We have quite a bit of checks here for sure.
I'd like to bring up something right away on announcements and praise, because actually our mayor, Mark Carstensen, was in Washington, D.C., and he was invited as being kind of a mover and shaker, I guess you might say, in the political world. And so consequently, do you want to make just a couple comments about that? That was a great honor for you
bet
to,
it was.
To go.
A lot of elected officials throughout South Dakota, I don't know exactly how they were decided, but we were invited to the White House. We were briefed by a variety of different secretaries of cabinets or deputy secretaries of cabinets. It was a fast and furious trip along with the 4 hours in the conference, but it was President Trump is trying to reach out to local governments, state governments, and say, you know, you people talk to residents every day. We want your input. So it was just opening the channels to that, and it was well worth it. And like I said, a fast trip, but made some good connections, and hopefully we can help Sturgis with that. So thanks, Dave, putting me on the spot there.
Yeah.
Couple things I had that aren't included on the agenda. One that I want everybody to know that both Friday and Saturday this week is the Supermoto race. We did have a publication with that information incorrect, but the Supermoto race is this weekend coming up, so we'll be having dirt and cement racing of motorcycles up and down Main Street and a few other streets. Good for business and brings out a lot of families. So I don't remember what number this is. I think it's probably about the 7th annual. Maybe not that far, 6th annual, somewhere in there. Yep. But a good event that's growing every year. I think that's all I have for announcements and praise. Council have anything to add before we get to part on the agenda? Well, we have a lot of donations going on here that are created from the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, so this is always an exciting meeting. So we'll start out here. I'll come up front.
I think it did. Yeah, we saved some checks here. We have both sides, so they won't let you cash these at the bank anyway. But first off is the donation from SMRI to the Sturgis Rally Charities. That's what we have here. Go all the way up, yeah. How's that, Joe? Come on.
And that was from SMRI to Sturgis Rally Charities. I think Rhea, are you our representative? Becca is. Next up is the Sturgis Rally Charities from the council. That's on the back side here. So.
Hey, thanks. Sorry, don't mess up.
So this here is, I guess, Daniel, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is from the council from sponsorships, basically, is where it comes from. Yeah, 5% of sponsorships. So,
how's that, Deb?
All right. Thank you guys for what you do.
Thank you. Howdy, sir.
Next up, we have donation from the legendary 5K run. This was the second year that we started a 5K run through City Park and on the bike trail during the rally. But there's $1,000 donated to the Senior Center from this event. So, and I don't know why I have to be out the only one up here. This isn't just me. I should make all council come up here. Thank you. You bet.
Thank you very much.
Next one is the Brown Foreman Sturgis Scholarship Fund. This is from Brown Foreman is the father company or mother company of Jack Daniels. So yep. Sturgis Rally Charities again. No.
No, it's just. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, scholarship.
Yeah.
This was actually a new This was actually a new initiative by Brown Foreman as well as Jack Daniels. They sold challenge coins throughout the rally, raised over $10,000 or raised $10,000. That $10,000 is going to be given to Sturgis Brown High School for scholarships for seniors this year. Yes. No, that's it for the schools. Yeah. This is for Brown Foreman as well. This is actually the, and if we could have Sturgis Rally Charities come up one more time. Keep more money. This is the Jack Daniels experience that goes on, the tasting. Jeff Arnett, the master distiller, leads several of our visitors and attendees kind of through an experience as to trying out the different types of single barrel select that there are, how you can taste the different quality. And all the proceeds of this goes to Sturgis Rally Charities. They have done this for at least 7 years now. So it's another great event that Brown Foreman and Jack Daniels does for the community. But an extra $10,000 for Sturgis Rally Charities.
Thank you very much.
So this next one is for the Sturgis Arts Council. This was a brand new event this year. We partnered with Cadillac Jacks in Deadwood as the partner for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, a casino and hotel. We had a poker tournament. It was the first year of it. We had about 30 participants. Part of the money was raised was given back to a charity. Well, I believe the winner came from Wisconsin, and they asked, well, what charity should I give it to? And the pit boss is actually from Sturgis and said, I got a perfect one, Sturgis Arts Council. So that's how we got there. So Dee Dee's, come on up here, Dee Dee, please. Thank you. And hopefully it happens again next year, right?
Yeah.
Next up is the fire department on both sides of this check. The first side, I believe, here a couple years ago, we had a project that gave a lot more parking, which was needed for the fire department and ambulance service. So every year we've been giving money from the mayor's ride to make that happen. So this is another $7,500 payment to that project to be complete. Sticky note, get a sticky note off.
That's what you're talking about. But that's what this one is, and it's a pleasure. This is raised from the mayor's ride. We had a full mayor's ride, so we got to divide up a lot of money, and we just appreciate all the first responders do. We're flipping this over. Fire department, you can stay up here. This is actually just to the fire department. It's a fund that's always a battle. The volunteers work very hard, and they do their own fundraising, so it's a pleasure to give some of the mayor's ride funds to the fire department itself. So that's what this is for. Thanks, guys. This one here is for the ambulance service, same thing as for the fire department. This just goes to their needs every year and day that they do. So this is directly from the mayor's ride, and it's a pleasure doing so. $7,500. Thank you, guys. Next up is for the police reserves. This, again, is from the mayor's ride, and it's $5,000, and we appreciate all you guys do. This one is the Wounded Warrior Project. This is directly the VFW. We always work with the VFW in the past, and they've given some money to the Wounded Warrior. So am I correct on that, Danielle? No. Okay. This, I know what this is. This was a process that we went through. There's a lot to remember on some of these. This is a process we went through. The Wounded Warriors, they were set somewhere else as far as during the motorcycle rally, trying to reach people and explain their cause and what they do and try to get donations. They weren't getting the traffic they wanted, so we invited them into the city of Sturgis, and when we did that, we made the call to, from the mayor's ride, actually pay for their sanitation fee and their vendor fee that's required for nonprofits to do that. So that's where this money is for, is the $373 to help pay for their costs that they incurred by being a vendor in Sturgis, and I'm proud to do that from the mayor's ride fund. So. All right, next up is the animal shelter. This is a new recipient of Mayor's Ride funds. Come on up. You've been working too hard, Pam. Right. Well, Jody's taking pictures. He works too hard, too. But we, from the Mayor's Ride, we had more money than we had last year is the bottom line. And Daniel said, who do you think needs that? And I said, well, I can certainly think of plenty of places. But I chose the animal shelter for all what they do, and proud to be able to pass this money on. So. Thanks, Pam. All right. Now. So this one here is what I was talking about, the VFW. Art and the folks up at Deadwood VFW, they've always worked very hard in making the mayor's ride safe. They've been the road guards for as long as I've been around and before that. So Art and his folks do a tremendous job, and we're just glad to give back, and that's what this check is for, is from the mayor's ride and all that they do for us to help and help a good cause. And the last one is something we did last year. We took funds from the mayor's ride and presented them to the United Way. What this goal is hoping that employees match this, so we get a total of $4,000 donations to the United Way throughout the year. One thing I wanted to mention that I failed to mention, announcements and praise, but I received a letter of thanks from the United Way here in the last week, and it said that the City of Sturgis and the employees have been a donor to the United Way for 20 years, so we're proud to do that and keeping up the good work at United Way, and that's what this is for.
Yeah.